Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
In August 2007, Gap founders Doris and Donald Fisher summoned the press to the old military parade ground on the Presidio's main post. Donald Fisher, who died 2 years later, at the time pronounced that this would be the spot to house the couple's extensive art collection.
Museums are not big enough to house it, and so we felt that the only way that we could do this would be to build a building of our own, and this is an ideal place.
Ideal? Maybe to the Fishers, the then-mayor Gavin Newsom, and other power brokers who heralded the project. But nearby neighbors, like Lori Brooke, launched a passionate campaign to stop it.
If you just take this area that is quite beautiful and it is wonderful to live in and just say, go ahead, do what you want to it, well, in time, it won't be.
Brooke is a professional web consultant, the mother of two young girls, and for the last 7 years, president of the Cow Hollow Neighborhood Association. She's passionate about this exclusive part of town. So are many people you meet here.
My name is John Wheatman. I live at 2500 Steiner. I've lived there for about 24 years. I bought in when it was reasonable, fortunately. Grocery stores are closed, buses are closed, public transportation is easy, and almost everybody you meet is polite. Life's really quite nice.
These days, these perks have a steep price tag.
I'm standing on the corner of Lyon and Broadway Streets in the Gold Coast area at the heart of Pacific Heights. Here you get an idea of why the median sales price of a single-family home for the entire district is about $4.5 million, and why the average two-bedroom apartment costs about $3,700 a month. Just in front of me down the hill, I'm looking at a stunning view of the bay. To my right, mansions with elegant architecture. To my left, the Presidio. And you only need to walk a few blocks to find some of the best shopping in the city. Lori Brooke is convinced that to preserve this way of life, residents need to remain vigilant.
All right, sweetie, have a good day.
Brooke drops her daughter off at her private school in Pacific Heights. It's raining, so we head out in her car to look for examples of what she considers neighborhood blight.
If you're not paying attention, if you're walking around looking at the ground and you know, distracted on other stuff, you can miss a lot.
We drive past a beautiful row of well-preserved Victorian homes, but something catches Brooke's eye, something she finds offensive. A mess of utility lines crisscrossing overhead.
Strewn like a spider web down the street. When you're looking for it, you start to see there's all kinds of not only just wires, but even the equipment boxes.
Next, we move down Lombard, past the notorious Bridge Motel.
You can see the state of it. It's just a boarded up. It's blight. Windows are broken.
The building has a long history of crime and safety code violations.
Neighbors that have adjacent homes behind it have found needles in their backyard. And, you know, the city attorney has definitely been working with us to improve that situation.
Then there's the real thorn in Brooke's side, the former King Edward II Inn. The city is trying to rezone the shuttered bed and breakfast and convert it into transitional housing for foster youth. Brooke and other neighbors are fighting it. Their District 2 supervisor, Mark Farrell, says they have a right to be upset.
The first time the neighborhood ever heard about it was when the city had already purchased the building. And to me, that's just the wrong approach. You know, to me, if we're going to do it in our neighborhoods, we need to bring them in early. Say, hey, we're looking at this 10-block radius, whatever it may be, and say we'd like to find a place here. What would your thoughts be?
Youth advocates supporting the home say this is just a smokescreen, a classic case of not in my backyard, and the kind of thing that gives this area a snooty rep. Brooke finds this incredibly frustrating.
You really get the feeling that they often say, get over yourself, or just deal with it, or it's not that big of a deal, or why are you so worried about this, or come on, it's time for change, and you know, take your share.
Brooke says every neighborhood in the city has character and charm that's worth preserving. She says anyone who lives in a neighborhood they love should know what she's talking about. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.